The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And for this edition of Better Than Most, we'll be going to the New York headquarters of Endeavor Global, who is leading the high-impact entrepreneurship movement around the world. We'll begin with their co-founder and CEO, Linda Rottenberg, who will tell us about their model, and then we'll hear from other members of the team.
Endeavor's about entrepreneurship. It's about markets. It's about demand. And so we said, let's go where the private sector pulls us in and says, we need entrepreneurs in our country. Can you help us together as a partner? And so that's what we've done. We're now in 30 countries around the world, and that's how our model still operates today.
So we ask every candidate who comes through, if you were to typify yourself, if that's a word, if you were to put yourself in a category for each level, you're either a bird, a cat, or a dog. Who would you be? And I think what that encapsulates about Endeavor is first the wackiness of it. And there's this pervasive wackiness and relaxed culture and fun and not taking ourselves too seriously. But there's also something about it that can be really profound about how you view yourself, how you view what's important. What's the greatest misconception that we have when we're talking to you? And it requires a certain level of self-awareness, and it requires, again, a certain layer of thought, which I think is really quite profound. And it also gives people an opportunity, after they're putting up a front for an interview, which of course everybody does because in an interview, it gives people an open place for them to reveal who they really are.
One of our colleagues actually had this idea of binding all of the profiles that associates work on throughout the year and then presenting it at the end of the year as a holiday gift to all of our employees. So super cool way to capture all the work that goes into it and really celebrate work that you spend so much time on. Everyone cares about. Linda still reads every single one of these profiles, but often you can forget that you wrote 20 different business case studies. So it was a nice way now that we do every single year, which is a fun exercise.
The second thing I would say is that this really is an incredible opportunity to learn and grow, whether you are getting exposure to industries, markets, sectors, different businesses in and of themselves, but also just culturally and more socially, getting exposure to so many different types of working norms. You know, I will have a call with Indonesia in the morning and then, you know, speak with Egypt in the afternoon and then end my day talking with, you know, Atlanta. And so you get all this exposure to different cultures, but also ideologies and just identities as a result. I think, and so you really just get all this, have this incredible growth opportunity. We sometimes joke that Endeavor is a mini MBA, and I truly stand by that.
When you apply to a job, you're doing a ton of research online, and you're getting familiar with the organization as best you can. And I stumbled upon this YouTube video of the Endeavor Global office doing a lip sync to Hello by Adele, changing the lyrics to Endeavor words, and Dustin can speak to it more because he was actually here when they filmed it. But I thought it gave me such a cool view to what the culture company was before I even got here, because it showed me that, you know, people here like to have fun and laugh at themselves, which, you know, it's cool that you can see that before you even get here.
Endeavor also has a program called our sabbatical, where after a year and a half of working here, you can travel to any of our offices around the world and work out of that office for a month. And so last year I went to Argentina for a month and just found a group of 20 new friends, right? Both in the office and then build a group outside of the office.
It was pretty incredible how aligned people are kind of naturally, because it's just such a purpose-driven brand, and people go into it on the same page from the get-go. And out of those core values, probably the one that I found the most interesting, or the I think really is the core of the brand that we don't really talk about very much, but it just came out over and over again, was trust. And people just trust each other at this company. They trust the mentors. They trust employees across the countries. They trust the board members, the partners. Everyone just trusts each other to do the right thing and to help where they can. And it's amazing working for an organization like that.
But also, when I meet people from Brazil or Lebanon, it's a great conversation starter to be like, oh, like, I actually know what the top five companies are in your country, and I know a lot of the story of the entrepreneur behind them, and did you know? And so not only that, but also often I run into people in different countries where they think that Endeavor is from that country, because it's such a distributed network and they take so much ownership of what we do. And
building on what my colleagues said about language and the importance of language and repeating mantras, I'll add another one to the mix, and that's entrepreneur first. And to me, that's obvious. You know, everybody has their mantras, like, does it really make a difference? And it really, really does, because there's a North Star. You almost need a biblical law sort of that everybody throughout an organization, especially one as dispersed as Endeavor, can refer back to.
So one of the books that we've passed around, I think maybe half the office has read it, and now a lot of people reference, is Radical Candor by Kim Scott. And it's something that we're trying to figure out day to day. How do we continue to bring that in really purposefully into every aspect of our work job, whether that's feedback to your peers, to your colleagues in other markets, even to entrepreneurs who we have to work with to figure out how to continue just building a really open channel of communication. So I was personally like super proud to have seen that jump in how the team feels.
Approaching every conversation with a sense of humility, a sense of trying to understand where the other person is coming from, what is their reality. So whether it's and I think that goes past the staff, but also to our entrepreneurs. We don't necessarily have all the answers, but we know that if we listen well enough, we can figure out who is the right person to connect them with, in order to help them scale their business.
I think in like 10 days or so, it'll be my 1-year anniversary of becoming a US citizen. So last year when I went and did the test, got my whatever you get, certificate, or I don't remember what it is. I came back from that and my manager Dan got everyone a bunch of apple pie to celebrate. So that was just a great moment. It was something that, you know, I definitely did not expect, because it was my birthday. It wasn't anything. Obviously, it's a big deal, but it was awesome to have someone do that for me, for something that means a lot, but it's not necessarily tied to work. And we have a lot of those moments.
At my old job, I was very used to asking for permission and always asking, you know, having someone check my work, having someone give me the permission to send something off to a client. But here there's a sense of ownership that I think is very different, where we are coordinating with some of the top founders, some of the top entrepreneurs from around the world. And as an associate, kind of an entry level position here, I rarely had people checking me, which was pretty unique to me.
Former employees decided to create what they call the Endeavor Fellows Program. And the Fellows Program is where they pick top talent around the world, bring them together to go through a kind of a traditional professional development in 3 different modules across the year. And even more importantly than the professional development part of Fellows is the community of the Fellows group, of that class, we call them. And it's just amazing to me that I went through the Fellows program the second class, and it was one of the most, it was one of the best experiences I've had professionally in my life. And I loved the learning the traditional stuff that you learned in a professional development course, but also just building that community. Mm-hmm. Even now to this day, I graduated that class 3 years ago. I still have a WhatsApp channel with that group that I can pull up anytime and ping people from a dozen countries around the world. And it's our own little family. It's just an amazing program.
I also have a really, really good team where I didn't think I was capable of things, and yet my teammates were like, yeah, you can write the Python code, you just have to learn Python. And and so then I did, or like they helped me pick up Spanish. So a lot of things that I learned to adjust here. I felt empowered the whole time. And yet, at the same time, I don't ever think that I had a work persona and like a personal persona, which may not be the case for everyone, and it's fine. Like some people are more private, but I'm not that private, and I really appreciate that I don't have to be anyone else.
I want to thank all those who participated in this piece: Jesse Miller, Nathan Cohen, Amanda Sanchez, Austin Wood, Dustin Poe, Carmen Feliz Tavera, and Lily Turek.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.